This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity. I mean, when you go to tacticalholsters.com, what you're going to find is everything. You're going to find chest rigs. You're going to find belts. You're going to find holsters, of course, and you're going to find ways to carry your magazines. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. We're in the middle of spring training right now. And hardball is what we're playing. And it's not about the game they play on the diamond. It is about politics. And it's always finding that winning edge. And it's about playing hardball to get the edge. Democrats need to lose. I have no desire to reach out to them. I have no desire to make good with them. They have told me that I am the worst of the worst, as they have told you. They have thrown down the gauntlet. Fine, let's go. They don't need to win. They need to lose and lose huge. And they need to lose huge for trying to sabotage Donald Trump and his presidency. Not to mention conniving to throw the nation into turmoil. Congressional Democrats need to bear the brunt of this pain. 10 Senate Democrats are vulnerable in 2018. They're prime targets for takedowns in the midterms. And the process should start now. Now, upping the political pressure back home may induce these Democratic senators to vote right on some of the president's legislation. It's going to be about trying to save their job. But the end game, however crooked the path, is defeating these Democrats in favor of more Trump Republicans in the Senate in 2019. Make no mistake, the Democrats play to win, though this time with a perversity and desperation that's downright scary. They're trying to scorch the earth, and then they want to rule the ruins. Their efforts to overturn Trump's election are not just politics as usual. Slandering Trump as Putin's Manchurian candidate turned president is a gambit aimed at destroying the man and his movement. Obama, formally or casually, sanctioning Trump Tower wiretaps without due process is criminal. Deep state mischief in concert with Obama holdovers is threatening liberty. Loretta Lynch, encouraging violence in the streets, promotes lawlessness. Democrats' silence of street violence is agreement. Democrats' ploys are wildly irresponsible, promoting even greater divisions and conflict. And this invites reprisals toward a future Democratic president. Does the nation survive if Democrats are fighting for a zero-sum win? Passing major legislation and governing effectively queers the Democrats' wrecking ball approach. The president and often communications challenged Republicans need to ballyhoo every accomplishment and contrast their successes with the Democratic failures. Reminding voters is indispensable in and out of election years, and you've got to make the drumbeat incessant. Republicans and conservatives who say that the truth wins out are George W. Bush dumb. That's politically. As Ecclesiastes said, there's a time for everything under the sun. But in politics today, mom rarely has a time. permitting Democrats to repeat big lies without smart, effective, and rapid counters, permits those lies to gain a beachhead among the voters. Independents who swing elections in many states' contests are more prone to the big lies. Social media is an increasingly powerful counter to the Democrats' big lies, but focus efforts are still valuable tools. As Barack Obama wisely said, elections have consequences. Or was that Jared? I don't know. I never get it right. Trump's and the Republicans' good governance and the Democratic obstruction needs to feed another important goal. Padding Republican congressional majorities. Democrats are richly earning long years in the wilderness. Taking extra pounds of flesh from the U.S. House Democrats is problematic. Gerrymandering became science years ago. Seats are drawn nowadays to protect a party's incumbents and open seat candidates. So maybe the GOP could take back the half dozen districts lost last November. The Senate is another story. Next year's Senate elections could be a big impact event. Coming from something called the Ellis Insight, March the 2nd, 2017, there already has been a great deal of talk about the difficult campaign road ahead that Democrats face in 2018, with having to defend 25 of 34 states in next year's elections, all of these Senate elections. The minority party finds itself being forced to play defense in what should be a very offensive election cycle for them. In order of vulnerability, most to least, the target list features Joe Donnelly of Indiana, Bill Nelson of Florida, Sherrod Brown of Ohio, Claire McCaskill of Missouri, Heidi Heitkamp, North Dakota, Tammy Baldwin, Wisconsin, John Tester, I believe that is Montana, Joe Manchin, West Virginia, Debbie Stabenow, Michigan, and Bob Casey Jr., Pennsylvania. Target lists are subject to change, of course, with changing conditions. They will change, and it will be a very fluid situation. Top-tier challengers will make an important difference. But today, those Democrats are vulnerable, and most are likely to remain so. And it's important to be on the ground in their states with voter education campaigns. It is Trump's prerogative to direct the RNC to launch efforts in these target states now. Certainly third party, which would be uncoordinated voter education projects, can launch without any sign-offs. The president needs to insist that Rona McDaniel and Bob Padujic, co-chairs of the Republican National Committee, get in gear. These people that sit in these chairs that run these organizations, they are expendable, and they need to understand this. Educating voters in target states would underscore that Democrats seek to delegitimize the president and stop his efforts to create jobs, reform health care, revitalize national defense, and protect the borders, among other critical issues. An objective is to isolate these Democrats, insisting that they account for standing with their party against their constituents' best interests. A big part of that education is getting voters to engage targeted Democratic senators. They should seek out forums to ask questions. That's what Democrats are doing now to congressional Republicans at town halls. Conduct intercepts, too. Put those senators on record. Videotape them and distribute what they do or don't say on via social media, and look for chances to generate earned media. You want to know what to ask them? Here's some stuff that you could ask them. Obamacare is a disaster for average Americans. Why aren't you working with the president to reform health care, Senator Donnelly? Or, will you tonight publicly condemn Democrats for saying or suggesting that the president colluded with the Russians to fix last year's election, Senator Nelson? Or, why do Democrats care more about the rights of illegal aliens than the rights, jobs, and safety of citizens, Senator McCaskill? Very pointed question. And this is education. This is not advocacy. Advocating against an incumbent or for a challenger happens next year via other means. Voter education is about laying the groundwork for that. Now, Joe Manchin is a good guy, you say? He is a good guy if he votes the president's way. Otherwise, he's occasionally a useful foil when he gainsays the Democrats. But voting with them makes him an obstruction. Would Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell agree to go after this Democrat 10 target now? We'll find out. We'll be right back. combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Tacticalholsters.com is where you're going to go. And if you're looking for If you're just now getting into your kit, you can get your entire kit at tacticalholsters.com. Except for your guns and your ammo and your magazines. They've got everything else there. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. If you're a lifelong carrier of guns and you're sleeping well, I got a fix for that one. you're probably like me. You've had a lot of years of soul searching and maybe waiting for the appropriate legal climate. You've invested in training and certification and background checks and licensing and guns and maybe some special insurance and standby legal counsel, too. You've probably got a box of holsters sitting somewhere. You may have multiple guns in a safe. Nowadays, you practice and train and practice, and you're lucky enough to enjoy the acquisition of a skill you hope never to need, but fear even more not to have. Yes, you would be able to call in and bring this up, El Valdez. I'd be happy for you to bring that up. I've heard about Senator Flores in Florida. What a turncoat. Anyway, after all of this practice and training and everything else that you've had, imagine, if you will, you pull your weapon in that moment. Is my connection still breaking up? Daniel? I didn't know my... Maybe I'll find out later. Anyway, after all of that, after all of these issues, after all these things, when that dreaded moment comes up and you have to pull that trigger, all you get is a click. Sleep through that if you can. Do you know the number about it? It's 800. No, 877-807-4048, I think is the number. Is that right? Something like that. Now, I'd hope that any carry lifer has been through that experiment. I hope you've been through it more than once. And despite the apparently permanent media histrionics to the contrary, such as in paranoia, this is prudence. You'll be accountable for something that will be mostly bad regardless, even in a completely justified successful defense. An actual grown-up takes the only course available to steer the outcome. Limit the variables as much as possible. One that's almost totally in your control is not bang. And we hope you see it less than we do. In this frame of mind, think back to your last range session. At some point, there should have been something that made your eyebrows go up. How many neighboring shooters came and left unpunctuated by a well, fooey or worse? But more chilling than that, how was yours? Now imagine that it's happening on a regular basis. Let's go to the phones. Where's the cursor over there? We're going to go to Lewis in Tallahassee. Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir? Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you. And you're out there beating the bushes against the turncoats. That's excellent.
I've definitely been trying that, and it's been an uphill battle because the Republican Party doesn't want to help, and sadly, even some of the representatives in the gun lobbying don't want to help.
Yeah. Now, to set the stage, you have something. What is it? Is it open carry or constitutional carry they're considering in Florida? I live in South Carolina, so I have the same issues you have. So
the current issues right now is Republican Senator Greg Stubbe, fantastic senator, by the way. He's introduced a number of bills, but going back to December, he introduced one bill. It was SB 140, and it was going to do everything. It was going to get rid of gun-free zones. It was going to allow campus carry, and it was going to allow open carry. And it was scheduled to go through the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is made up of 9 members total, 5 Republicans, 4 Democrats, and 2 of the Republicans turncoated. They betrayed their constituents. One of them was Senator Interi Flores out of Miami. The other is Senator Rene Garcia out of Hialeah. And back in January, early January, the bill was originally scheduled to go up for committee, and it suddenly had to be pulled from the agenda because Senator Stube couldn't get either of those two senators to show up. It was then rescheduled for February 7th. Or I'm sorry, not February 7th. I'm jumping ahead. It was scheduled for January 24th. And at that point, it had to be pulled and broken up because Senator Flores and Senator Garcia both stated they wouldn't support that one bill. So he broke it up into 10 separate bills. Each bill was covering a specific item.
Right.
So one bill would be for concealed carry permit holders to be able to carry at a legislative meeting. Another bill would be able for concealed carry holders to carry on campus, and another one for open carry, and so on and so forth. You get the gist.
I do.
So what occurred is in February, in the beginning of March, our legislative session kicked in March 7th. I attended the committee meeting, as I've been doing all this year. And by the way, I'm not a lobbyist. I'm a private citizen, and I actually burn vacation time when I go to do this. And Senator Garcia and Senator Flores both spoke out against any sort of campus carry or open carry during a committee hearing for another gun-related bill. And in the end, the worst thing is especially Senator Flores. She's term limited. She's going to run next year for the mayor of Miami, and she's showing her true colors.
Now, I think part of your problem that you're having with this is that they got an A rating from the NRA, didn't they?
Oh, not only did they get an A rating. With Senator Flores, the biggest problem was all.
Let me get you to do this, okay? I want you to get this all out. We're coming up on a break, so can I place you on hold so that you can finish the oratory? And let's put this out there. I've been looking at this, watching this, and waiting for a couple of guys.
By all means. I mean, I've been there. I'm the ground reporter, so
there you go.
If you want it, I can tell you everything. Not a problem.
Very good. You hang on.
Yes, sir.
You hold on for me. When we get back, more on the Turncoats. This is Lock and Load. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc., an AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com, quality. Quality is the difference.
Quality, modularity, a warranty the likes of which you've never seen. This is Tactical Holsters. Check them out. Tacticalholsters.com. Back to the phones. Lewis in Tallahassee. Having to deal with a bunch of, well, a couple of turncoats. Let me ask you a question, Lewis. Has anybody there on the ground? I mean, I've seen Flores out there acting out. Has anybody contacted the NRA and said, well, I mean, you've got Marion Hammond there, right? Is that her name? Marion Hammer, whatever his name is. We got Lewis. Lewis! Did we lose Lewis? We must. Lewis! Let's do this. Daniel, if I put him back on hold, can you check and see if he's back wherever he went? Lewis?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Hello. All right. There
we go. I got no clue what happened there.
it's the drama and grit of live radio.
Yep. So I understood your question. Marion Hammer, she's been and she hasn't been there. The problem we're having in Florida is this. Marion Hammer kind of runs it as her own little fiefdom, and I respect her for what she did in the 1980s and the 90s, because right. Those were dark times in Florida. But she's kind of running a little sloppy, especially when it comes to endorsements. Back in July 5th, Senator Flores was the only Republican to side with Democrats to call for a special session for gun control. And the very next day, she sends a personal letter to the NRA, and I mean literally, quote, I could read it to you verbatim. And it says, I have always been and will continue to be a fierce defender of our constitutional rights. The Second Amendment in particular guarantees a fundamental individual right to keep and bear arms that government has no right to infringe upon. During my years in public service, my record shows that I have acted in accordance with these beliefs and values. It is with that in mind that I humbly seek to be reelected into the Florida Senate so they may continue to be a strong advocate for our rights in Tallahassee. She had the nerve to send that letter to the NRA the very day after she voted yes for a special session for gun control. And the NRA actually endorsed her and gave her an A-plus rating for her campaign.
And now I presume that you guys have friends of the NRA banquets and everything down there. Is Marianne Hammer the only one that shows up at these things, or do you actually get a little help from the field? Because I know, if you've listened to this long enough, you know that I deal with the more havoc-wreaking members of the NRA board.
No, we don't. We don't. So far, it's been myself, and on March 7th, the first day of session, when Senator Flores literally said, I don't support guns on campuses, I don't support having guns in the airport, I don't support having guns in the school zones, I don't support these things, Marianne Hammer wasn't there. It was me, and it was Mr. Eric Friday of Florida Carry, and it was a wonderful FSU student by the name of Shayna Lopez-Rivas.
Yeah.
She's been on your show.
Yeah.
She's a strong advocate for campus carry, and I have to say, she's a tough fighter, and I have her back, and she was there with me and having my back that day.
Let's do this. Now, we can discussing this is fine. But I am of a mind, I find, Lewis, as I get older, I'm a little more combative. So let me, I'm going to give you my email address, bill@lockandandloadradio.com.
Not a problem.
Email me, if you will, with some contact information. I'm going to try to put you together with the guys that went into Colorado for that recall.
I could tell you this. I actually know one of the guys that went into Colorado with the recall.
Which one?
And Mr. Tim Knight, I believe his name is.
Okay. Well, you know one of the good ones then, yeah.
Yeah, but in the end, they've actually pushed me to run for the NRA board in 2018 because the fact that the NRA doesn't have boots on the ground, it's sickening.
Yes.
It's tiring. It's an 800-pound gorilla that's been doped up and locked in a cage. I want to set it free. So it has grassroots activists everywhere, whether it's California, Puerto Rico, Florida, Guam, Alaska. I don't care. We need to do it.
Well, email me anyway, and let's see what
we put together.
I know a lot of rabble rousers, and we'll be going. We'll target Miss Florida. Say again.
I'm fun to be with rabble rousers. That's the best type of fun.
Very good, sir.
My family fled communism. Let's have some fun.
Let's do that. We will do that. Thank you very much for the call. Hit me up with that email.
You'll be getting it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Joined for the first time in a long time by Dan Korzenewski out of Michigan. Back in the chat room. It's been a long time. And he's getting ready to start training people left, right, and center. Here's the problem with some of these states, like Florida. Florida and South Carolina. People look at South Carolina and Florida and they think, deep red state. You know, Florida was the one that led the way with the concealed carry permits back in the 80s. They were the ones that started everything. Now, since then, Florida and South Carolina, as far as I know, are the only two shall-issue states that have no provision at all for open carry. They have no provision for a lot of different things that a bunch of other states have. Why? Don't look at Florida and say, well, Florida's the gunshine state. You know, South Carolina could very easily be that, and we're not. Not with our politicians and not with the Floridian politicians. So we'll go in there and we'll attack the Floridians. We'll see what we can get out of that. That'll be fun. I like having a little fun with politicians from time to time. They're so malleable if they think they can win an election based upon certain things. And I love when they get hurt. I love when their hopes and their hearts are crushed and they thought they had a job and they thought they had a job for life and they thought they were an incumbent and they were going to be there forever. And guess what? Forever is a finite lifespan to any politician. They're all very dispensable, expendable. They're just temps. That's it. That's all they are. It's just temps. Florida, especially with Shayna. Campus carry. We allow kids in the military at the age of 21 to, well, at the age of 18, they train with weapons all the time. They become very proficient. And I dare say that an 18-year-old, while an 18-year-old car driver, for example, may not have the experience, they've got the edge when it comes to reflexes, don't they?
Yeah.
So we, it, you know, a lot of these college students that are 21 years or older, they have permits where they can carry off campus. They don't do anything wrong. They're not shooting people for having a bad, you know, a bad thing going on about quantum physics, bad discussion about that. And yet they say they can't carry on campus because it makes it unsafe. And yet, Shayna Rivas Lopez was raped on, you know, as a college student. And it happens all the time. Amanda Collins raped at college. These are somebody's daughters. We need to enable our children to take care of themselves because they're already in these indoctrination centers that for some reason we're paying for them to go there and try to get a higher education. And in the meantime, they just take away every means they have at their disposal to defend themselves. And that's really about enough of that, isn't it? Really about enough of that. When we get back, we're going to talk about, get back to talking about your concealed carry. Is your concealed carry ready? That's a big question. This is Lock and Load.
There's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects. These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Yeah, it is. Quality, modularity, a warranty that is nearly as indestructible as the holster itself. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Talking about how ready is your concealed carry weapon. Now, one of the, you know, Glock pistols, for example, are a very maligned brand. There's people that love them. There's people that hate them. I love the gun. I hate the company. Having said that, I have plenty of the gun. Today I went and picked up a 26, and I got an FDE, which was not my goal, but I've got it. Now, the reason Glocks and any of the guns I have, I mean, the Nighthawk has not given me any issues yet. I mean, it's running like a clock, and you'll be getting a review of it very shortly. But the guns I carry have one common denominator amongst them, and that is they go boom every time I pull the trigger. Unless it is a ammunition thing, otherwise they go boom. I'm probably going to try to be there on Friday, April 28th. So we should hook up. Anyway, nice stuff. Now, it used to be hard to get a really good gunsmith to take interest in the minor laments. It used to be everybody would tell you, take a gun out, go shoot it 500 times, and don't come back to see me until you do. Breaking it in, wearing it in, if you will. That's actually sort of like deburring it. A lot of 1911s out there. I mean, I've been a Kimber owner before, and they told me, well, Bill, of course you won't get as much reliability out of it until after you've shot it 500 times. That's a lot of shooting to be able to carry the gun. The Nighthawk has not got that issue. And, you know, I'm sure Kimber would get out there and tell you, well, we're as good as Nighthawk, but apparently you're not. And even the modern icon of reliability, which is the Glock 17, which I have a beautiful example of, was not always quite so incredible. Now, the one I have today, the Agency Arms Glock 17, which I've had for the past 2 years, has about 3,000 4,000 rounds through it. I have never, the only time the gun has malfunctioned has been a couple times when I did not seat the magazine correctly. Me, not the magazine, not the gun. And I have had some bad steel cased ammo. And other than that, everything else has run like a clock, like a Swiss clock. But by modern standards, 4,000 rounds is barely a warm-up. Now, ammunition is going to play a big role in performance. And, you know, vis-a-vis some special defensive considerations when you're picking out ammo. It is also where the rubber really meets the road in terms of being carry-ready in the sense that we mean to convey. Whatever firearm and ammunition you decide on, how and when are you sure they're ready for carry? So here's some criteria for you to consider. Round count. You know, when you're looking at a defensive round, testing them gets sort of expensive. If you're like me, you probably get a new gun and you may baby it a little bit just because it's so pretty. But as the fresh metal surfaces work one another, medical particles will be loosed out, and it's best to clean these out so that they don't take on the function of the, you know, lapping grit in the wrong direction. So the flip side of the coin is lubrication. That's why I use Frog Lube. There are lots of good choices out there. I use Frog Lube because, like I said, it just works. And you need to know what is recommended for your handgun and follow that. One of the reasons I keep defaulting back to Glocks and now SIG P320s, and in special occasions, of course, the Nighthawk, is that these guns work with everything. With everything that I've run through them up to this point. However, you should not get into this big lather if your gun doesn't, you know, straight out of the box if it is not initially flawless. But try to keep track of anything adverse that it repeats. There's a lot of factors at work, and not all of them are metal and polymer. You'll be adapting your mechanics and ergonomics to a new system, and that can contribute to functioning issues. If you're having trouble hitting the mark with a Glock, it's probably because of the grip angle, because it is not natural. If, on the other hand, you're using a 1911 or you're using the SIG P320, well, you're going to probably enjoy that a lot more. You're going to probably be hitting things. Keep in mind that when you're actually if you're training to defend yourself in a shooting circumstance, what you're actually going to do is not going to look anything like what you trained to do. Now, the defensive round count. I'm carrying polycasin scepters in most of the guns I have, simply because I've seen what they do to ballistic gelatin. Also because, unlike a hollow point, the polycasin scepter has a nose for the 1911, for example, which it's not really one of these things where the hollow point issue that comes into effect with most of these 1911s comes into play. The nose is going to simulate, when it hits that feed ramp, it's going to simulate just regular ball ammunition. So it's going to feed flawlessly. And so I do that. Another thing that you need to do, which is I love doing this. You need to run at speed. I'm not talking about pulling out and going bullseye on me, okay? That's where you're going up. You're drawing bang, bang, bang. I mean, you need to come out at speed. You need to think, I'm in a gunfight, here we go. And if you've ever seen a video of me shooting, that's me doing what I would do in a gunfight, because I figure as many rounds as I'm sending down range in that initial moment, he won't be shooting at me, and if he does raise his head up, well, I'm going to take him apart. You're trying to keep it in a group, right? But you're trying to keep it in a group about the size of a basketball at that point. You're not trying to get out there and make it a fist-sized group or a dime-sized group or a quarter-sized group. You're in a fight. Use those first 500 rounds you're going through and, you know, cement some good architecture and mechanics without dawdling. Get out there, draw, put it on it, and hit it. Vary your hand position a little bit. Work with both hands as well. I am steadier with my weak hand than I am with my strong hand. I haven't figured that out. I'm not even comfortable with doing it either. I don't even like to do it, but I am steadier. And what we're talking about here is the minimums. This is the minimums. This is not the optimum. This is the minimum. The optimum would be like Clint Smith at Thunder Ranch. He gets one kind of gun. He carries 1911s, has them all built by the same guy. He probably has two or three guns that are the same gun. So, if one goes down due to mechanical difficulty, he's got another backup working the same way. The same platform kind of thing. That was initially why I decided to go with the Glock platform. Because this trigger on this Glock 26, which is a little itty-bitty pistol, pulls the same way as a stock trigger on a regular Glock, full-size Glock pistol. That was initially why I went with those. All that other stuff, well, that's just happening. So, you're talking, when you pick a carry pistol, this is a lifetime event for you. You know, you're talking 10 years ago, getting 10 years going. Tiger McGee, who is a tactical trainer of a pedigree that most people that you never even heard him. He's still carrying the same 1970s vintage Series 70 Colt 1911 that he got when it was new. It's not that he doesn't like new guns. He's got one that works, and he's got one that he knows. So, keep that in mind. Keep that in mind. And when you're looking at your concealed carry, this is not just a lot of people don't have the time to train. Trying to make some time to go somewhere, do something, pull that trigger. Get used to that gun. Get used to that feel. Make that gun an extension of your arm. When you get to that, now you're getting close. We're about to spin into hour number three. The rant continues. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carry weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Soul Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.